prize. Now, that returns, refers, I should say, to the Queen's speech. Earlier in the show, we spoke with Zach Goldsmith.
Oh, yeah.
This was the idea about how if you wanted to sack your MP, you could. But as you might be aware, Mr. Goldsmith is not convinced by what he heard yesterday.
Aware.
He had this observation for you.
What does he think voters will do in the weeks or months or years to come when they face another scandal and they learn that the recall powers he has given them have not actually empowered them to hold that MP to account? And that certainly will happen. How does he think that will impact people's voting intentions going forward? What will happen to the level of public rage?
Right. I will say this directly to Zach as well, but I'll say it now on the radio. I've said this to him in the House of Commons. I've talked to him about it for months on this. Zach and I are completely at one. I actually have got no objection at all to the kind of radical, what they call California-style recall that Zach likes, right? It has absolutely no hope at all of being passed into law because of profound objections from his own Conservative colleagues. I've had to battle day and night to get even this modest recall measure agreed in the Queen's speech against Conservative Party resistance. There is simply no way that his own Conservative Parliamentary Party would ever touch his proposal with a barge pole. So all I would say, if I say it with any frustration, I've been trying to say this for months, is his choice is this. Either you aim for the stars and get nothing because his own party won't support it, or you at least get some kind of recall mechanism onto the statute book. And I'm, at the end of the day, an ideological politician who wants to change the world and all the rest of it, but I'm also a practical man. There is simply no way that the kind of revolutionary power of recall that Zach has campaigned on, actually, funnily enough, I've got quite a lot of personal sympathy with, would ever make it onto the statute book, not least because of the objections of his own party. So what I've done in government is to say, OK, let's at least get something on the statute book. By the way, completely in line with our coalition agreement commitment to make sure there's a trigger so that people can... So you have a petition in a local area and if there's 10% of people who then say that they want there to be an election, it happens. And that's what we're now going to try and get. So, look, I'd say to Zach, look, first talk to his own party rather than constantly taking pot shots at my attempts to get something on the statute book, because that's where the resistance has laid for the last several years. And secondly, the choice for Zach and people like that and for reformers is simply... And by the way, this is the case in reform more generally. Do you want no reform and be terribly pure and holier than thou about it and have no reform at all, or do you at least want to have some reform on the statute book?
But if it's true that it has to be a committee of MPs that sit above
no,
it, I appreciate that you have to get... I hear exactly you have to get a middle ground, but it's not particularly satisfactory.
Let me explain. In the coalition agreement, we said... And I insisted on this, being in the coalition. We said there should, and remember, this was in the wake of the MPs' expenses scandals. We said there should be a power of recall so that, crucially, I think the wording said something like, where there has been proven serious wrongdoing, that constituents then have a right. How you prove serious wrongdoing is that that is where we've got into kind of hot water with people like Zach. Because Zach basically thinks, I don't really care whether serious wrongdoing is proven or not. People should just be able to assert it. What I think a lot of people are saying is, well, hang on, you've got to have some, prevent it becoming a complete kangaroo court. You have to have some mechanism by which you can prove that serious wrongdoing has taken place, as we said in the coalition agreement. Now, he disagrees with that, fine, but he's got to stop constantly claiming that somehow this is some dastardly dilution of a good idea when his own party have objected to it tooth and nail in government, and I know that more than anyone else. And secondly, if you did what Zach Goldsmith wants, do you know what would happen? Nothing at all. And at the end of the day, me, as a reforming, campaigning politician, I want, in my time in government, to get things done. And they might not be everything you want. They might not be what all the radicals want, but it's better than doing nothing at all.
A couple of emails.